If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2439. 5 Ways to Boost Your Happiness and Stop Hating Your Body by Cara Silva with JillFit.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, and always with a little bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. 5 Ways to Boost Your Happiness and Stop Hating Your Body by Cara Silva with JillFit.com. If you read the Jill Fit blogs with any frequency, you understand that chronic stress has an impact on health and body composition. Stress can come from many sources, balancing the craziness of working out, full-time jobs, school, kids, relationships, activities, and so on, also known as life. Stress can also come from our language and our thoughts. For years, I woke up every morning and touched my stomach, my not flat, bulgy stomach, in hopes that something had changed overnight, that suddenly I would touch it and somehow find it flat and toned, and I would feel those six-pack muscles popping out. It never happened. My first thoughts to myself in the morning were how fat and lazy I was. This would often be accompanied by walking into the bathroom and stepping on the scale. Many of us know whatever number is reflected back at us can make or break our day. Sounds like a great stress-free way to start each day, huh? For years, I spent so many hours beating the crap out of myself for not being a certain body fat percentage or not having visible, show-off worthy abs. I could find no peace. Over and over again in my mind, I would feel the disappointment of not being super fit. I would feel angry at myself for not having the discipline to do what needed to be done to hit the goal that what felt like my whole heart, body, and soul wanted. That feels like chronic stress to me. Not good for my physical or mental health or body composition, not to mention what a joy it is to be around someone like that. Last year, I made a deep shift in my acceptance of myself and my body composition. I stopped hating my body. Here are my insights from that change. 1. Understand what hitting that goal really means for you. Have you been dieting, sweating, and straining for a goal for years and never really getting to where you feel like you needed to be? Take some time to journal around, if I hit this goal, what does that mean about me? Also, the opposite question is just as insightful. If I never achieve X, what does that mean about me? I have had some plastic surgery. That is not something I admit to many people. I did it as I was determined one way or another to try and hit my goal of beautiful abs. My first thought upon waking from my surgery is that I am still me. This changed nothing. I was disappointed. I had hoped, maybe not even really at a conscious level, that I would wake up transformed. I did not. I was still me, with a few less fat cells. That was an eye-opening realization. It was not the abs that I really wanted. It was who I imagined I would supposedly be and what life would be like if I had those abs. 2. You have a choice. Negative self-talk is a choice and a learned behavior. It can be changed. First, bring awareness to your language. Spend some time really hearing how you talk to yourself and when that shows up. How often are you beating yourself up? What is your first thought in the morning? Awareness is the first step. Once you have that, you can begin to make different choices. 3. Practice gratitude. Gratitude is mind, heart, and emotion shifting. The scale isn't where you want it to be today? Okay. But are you breathing easily? Awesome, that means your lungs are working. Were you able to get up out of bed on your own? Perfect, your muscles are strong and working well enough to support your body. Can you see the numbers on the scale? Cool, your eyes are working. Did you hear your alarm this morning? Woohoo, you can hear. Did you wake up today? Super, you're awake and alive and may have a whole other day of life ahead of you. There's always something to be grateful for in any situation. Once you start practicing gratitude, it changes your view of the world in ways you can't even imagine. 4. Loving and accepting yourself exactly as you are is not giving up. I had to work through this issue with myself quite a bit at first. I thought, if I'm giving up driving to a low body fat percentage because it's making me crazy and miserable, then the only other alternative is just to be a fat slob on the couch. Believe it or not, there are so many more choices available on that spectrum. Because I love and accept myself, I want to fill my body with nourishing food. Because I love and accept myself, I love getting into the gym to challenge myself with weights. Because I love and accept myself, not only do I get better, but the people around me do too. The behaviors like smart food choices, exercising, getting sleep, and working for balance can be the same as they were before, but my motivation and mindset are completely different, and it's so beautiful and freeing. I might even still one day set a goal to get to 15% body fat as a challenge to myself. That will only be because I want to try for that as a challenge, and not because I'm not okay if I am not that. And 5, practice, practice, practice. Neurons that fire together, wire together. All of this takes time, and you will have so many chances to practice loving who you are. The cool thing is, the more opportunities that come up, the more chances you get to practice loving your body, the more those pathways in your brain grow and it becomes easier and better. Life simply gets better from changing your mental messaging. Stop hating your body so that you can live a happier life. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Ways to Boost Your Happiness and Stop Hating Your Body by Kara Silva with jillfit.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Dr. Sean Acor from Harvard University has performed a bunch of research on how gratitude changes the brain. Dr. Acor found that when we practice gratitude regularly, it in fact changes the way our brain processes our everyday experiences. Just as today's author Kara described, how we express gratitude for many of the things we often take for granted, like simply being able to hear our alarm in the morning, the fact that we're able to move our bodies to get out of bed, and so on. All of this changes our brain. It changes the brain to see the positives in our lives instead of focusing on the negatives. But again, this doesn't happen immediately. This requires regular practice. You can even start by simply writing down 5 things you're grateful for. Do this most days of the week, and eventually, you'll start to see the world in a more positive light. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.